I'm going to tell you right now, guys, when I come to work on Monday, I'm going to have a massive stomach ache. How do you know that, Melissa? Well, because my mom makes these matzo balls and I have like 7 of them. Yeah, that's not even an exaggeration. I think last year, or was it Passover, Mom, that she made like a bowl of these matzo balls and she put aside like 6 of them just because the ones that go out to, you know, all the regular folk, all the other people around the table, like they get 1 or 2. And that's never enough for me. So my mom put aside like 6 of them. And then, I mean, I'm totally owed this year, Mom, because do you remember what happened? I had to go bring Chase next door to Kristen's house and so he could play with Hannah. And by the time I came back, I'm pretty sure someone found that stash. I only had like 1 or 2 matzo balls. It was very sad.
Well, I have to tell you, I made all those I made yesterday while you were here, which we weren't like, you know, well, they were okay.
No, they were good. They just hadn't been like, they weren't done yet.
Yeah, well, they're kind of like, there's this whole thing that goes on when your grandmother and was alive, Grandma Sheck, and her, you know, friends, when it came time to the matzo balls, it was like, they were either too hard or too squishy or too, you know.
Oh, yeah, there was no pleasing them. No, there was no pleasing. There was no pleasing them.
No. It was like you couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think I got it right.
Okay. And you made these from scratch. That's the other thing that's really impressive.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get the box again. But you know what? They're just too good. And I mean, nobody really knows the difference, I guess, but
lies,
I
mother.
Like
I could tell it was
them
homemade.
From scratch because they're just so easy.
I could tell that you made them from scratch. And the reason I say that is because when you get the ones from the box, I find that when I eat them, they feel a lot lighter, but they sit forever. However, like the one matzo ball I had yesterday, No stomach aches today. And I think it's because it's I don't know, because you never know what they put in, like, box stuff. You just don't know.
Well, that's the whole thing. And they're overly, I think, even though they have the low-sodium ones.
Oh, they're super salted.
Yeah. Like it has its own soup, which is full of sodium.
Yeah.
And, you know, to mix them in. Whereas when I boil them in the water, literally I put in 1 bouillon cube just to give it a little flavor, which it really didn't give it much flavor, but just a little bit, so that when you heat them up and put them in the soup, they're not so salty.
I agree. That's what I mean. I thought it tasted really good, and I digested it just fine. So,
well, I want you to know I made a double batch again last night. I had to run to the store and get seltzer because I think there's a difference in using where this recipe calls for 1/4 cup of water or seltzer.
Wow.
So I ran out and got some seltzer and made some last night. I put the 2 of them on a dish. One is the water one, and one was the seltzer one. And then this morning, I heated them up.
What'd you think?
I have to tell you, the seltzer ones are, like, so good.
Really?
They're not so hard.
Has Dad tried them?
Dad won't eat them.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't eat them. Right. He thinks they're yucky. Well, I could try them.
Yes, I thought they came out excellent. I think there's something about the bubbles and the, you know, the seltzer different than water. And I think I did this last year because there was such a difference. And I thought this year I could skate by, but I didn't skate by. I started them all from scratch again. So I'm going to tell you what you need.
Yeah. So what do you need to make these seltzer matzo balls?
So I get just the matzo meal. It's sodium free and fat free, which doesn't really matter. It's
real quick, Mom, only because I know you're familiar with this from making matzo, you know, sandwiches and matzo balls. Matzo meal, is that, you find that in one of those aisles, like where you could find different
cuisines?
Yeah, it's
in the Jewish aisle.
Okay, so it's called matzo meal.
You know, it comes in like a 2-pound box. I happen to use Streits, S-T-R-E-I-T-S. Just for the matzo meal. And then, What I do is I beat the eggs, which is 4 eggs, which I think also makes a difference. I don't know how many eggs they put in the other, but this I think makes a difference with the 4 eggs, large eggs. And your water, which I used seltzer, which was 1/4 cup. And 1/4 cup, I use olive oil because I use olive oil for everything, and salt and pepper to taste. I just used pepper. And then you mix all that well, and then you add in 1 cup of your matzo meal.
And that's it. So once you mix the eggs, the seltzer, the olive oil, you add in 1 cup of matzo meal, and you form them into little balls, like meatballs?
Yeah. So once you beat the eggs, seltzer, and the salt and pepper and oil, mix all that well, and then add your matzo meal and stir thoroughly. So it's like, use 1 cup of the matzo meal. I doubled the recipe, of course, because I have so many to feed. So, yeah, and then once you mix that all, you refrigerate it. I have some that's being refrigerated overnight. I don't think it really matters how long you refrigerate it. And then you bring, a pot of water to boil. And, You make little balls. I make them kind of small because these things grow. So I make them like, I would say, a little bit bigger than 1/4, maybe like $0.50. I guess that's good for me.
I like that.
And
I think
then
that's good.
Fill up the pot with water, you boil, and then you drop them in. And then you bring them to a boil. Oh, yeah, here. It's like 1 inch diameter. I went by 1/4.
Ah.
Put the matzo balls into boiling water. And then simmer for about, they're all in there, simmer for about a 1/2 hour. And then I just kind of leave them there for a few minutes to cool down. And then I put them in a bowl and cover them up. And voila, hope they're not, icky on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, they won't be. They're going to be so good. Although,
no, they'll be so good.
I may have to stop by to just try 1 or 7.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. I probably
yeah,
will.
And then, I'm making my own chicken soup, so...
Well, you know what, Mom, if you wanted to share your chicken soup recipe for part 2, we could do it before Yom Kippur, which is next weekend.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Look at us.
That's good. I'm in the middle of working on it.
I love that. Perfect. So you'll have it ready for that'll be great. That'll be great. So we'll do part 2 next week for Yom Kippur.
Yes.
Look at us. Look at us making plans.
Great big white fish.
The gefilte fish? No, we're not doing that.
No, the big white fish. Oh. The smoked white fish. Oh, love it. Anyway.
Nah.
I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Good Yontif.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Mom. We really appreciate it.
I love you. I'm learning all my, this goes back years.
I know.
Remember Grandma and Grandpa coming in saying good yontif.
Yes. Well, yes. Mazel tov to you, Mother. I will.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. I love you. And I will, I'll call you after the show per usual. That sounds great, Mom.
Okay,
thank you.
Sweetheart. Everybody, a great weekend and a great new year.
Yes. Sounds good. That is Cooking with Claude. Lots of balls here on WICC.